meeting here, just quickly, there's just like two things left. The last one is the most important, that's the adjourn, but is there any board announcements by anybody? Mr. Middleton?
The Miller Plant, to which I'm an associate member, held the reunion at the family reunion at the Gertie Andreessen shelter on Saturday.
Sunday,
about 70, 75 were in attendance. And Donna was there. I would stop by for a while.
There's no recycling, Ben. There's three garbage cans and no recycling. So we probably threw 50 water bottles in the garbage.
Okay.
Where was this at?
Gertie Andreessen.
Yeah, we've contacted two service groups or two groups about looking over the Robbins Island. It's so heavily used. I'll just be honest with you, it's hard to maintain at times.
Well, we were very pleased. We rented it on Sunday.
Okay.
And it was very clean and everything. And the supplies were there. We swept it when we left and did all that, you know, cleaned it up. It's fabulous as far as the counter for the crop pots and everything. But they were just really disappointed that there's no place to put a recycling. There was three garbage cans in the building.
Okay. I thought you were talking about the outside of the building because we can always have people come out here and clean up. So I'll just have an ordinance on recycling.
And and Ben is about ready. Mike's already making plans to observe it against next year. And, you know, just observing how well it fits in with that playground there. There were so many young children at the reunion that it's just a, and the near parking. And it just worked out
and
very well.
And also, going from the playground to the Fourth Season shelter, there's maybe we need a little set of the sidewalk to cross that little bit of grass between the road and the Fourth Season shelter. There's no really sidewalk, and I know it's hard because it's like a hill with a tree on it. You notice that? But that would be, you know, just it was dry on Sunday, but if you have people out there using the restrooms, there's no, you have to come in from the game.
Okay. That's all. Thank you.
And just add in with Gurry, at one time we thought about tearing that one down.
Yeah, that was a bonus.
Yeah, and we flipped it.
Really?
If we remember, the door was actually on the south side, and we flipped it to the north so that we made that concrete pad there so people can view the playground from there, because how great is that to have, you know, you can have your picnic in and still watch the kids.
And they put double doors in?
Yeah.
So you can take those big round tables from inside up onto that patio with no problem.
Hey, has everyone seen Gurry when we were there before? So it's really nice.
It's very impressive. It's a kind of a showpiece.
Yeah, and then with the mural in there and everything, so it's nice.
My board announcement would be is, you know, thanks to Rob for taking us around today. This is real informative. It's nice for us being part of the board to be able to totally understand what's happening and be able to respond to questions from the community and stuff. I think we all got a really nice little tour today, so thanks for that.
Yeah, very nice. You want to let the board people know, update on DOAC water heater?
We love it that it's 90 degrees out. The pool heater, this process started back in January about trying to get that replaced, and we had one game plan, and then we figured that wasn't going to work, and then so we came with this other game plan about replacing it where it's at right now. There's just some other things that need to be done in there because the exhaust fans need to be replaced in there as well, so that's what's actually corroding the heater, is the chemicals in there. So now we're moving the chemicals out of there. The heater is in New York right now, but it will not ship till the 24th of June. So we got bulletproof over there already. They've got everything capped off, valved off, and ready to go. So when it does get here, they'll put it in right away.
What's the turnaround time?
He says about a week to get it. So.
This is after Winterfest.
So.
But it's going to be 90 to 100.
Yeah, we haven't heard anything yet from people because, to be honest with you, a lot of pools do not heat their pools.
Yeah.
As far as community pools go. But now moving the chemicals out of there, updating the exhaust fans, it should really prolong the life of that heater now. So.
I can tell you, my kids went there the other day, and they actually went swimming, and I asked them, I said, how was the water? And they said, oh, it was fine. It was a little chilly, but it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
So.
Because we usually keep it around that 75 to 77 degrees, and we're almost there right now with the heat, and especially the first, 12, 18 inches.
Yeah.
Like, mine was 80 degrees last night when I jumped into it. It was like taking a bath.
That heat too, so
yeah.
It'll warm. I mean, they warm up.
Yeah. What do you keep yours at,
Julie?
88. You take a bath?
We like to just get in and swim.
So, and of course, with the diving well, it's going to be colder at the bottom and everything.
The
100
degree weather, 900 coming up should.
Yeah. We've already talked to staff about it because we ran into this issue last year about, we got to look out for our staff too, that there may be swimmer breaks every hour so our staff can get in, get their fluids in and everything like that. You don't want to close the pool per se because of the heat, but we still have to protect our staff, so we're probably going to do that. One thing that we're running into now too because of the heat is the concessions, because the freezers open all the time. And so, taking product in and out and all that type of stuff. So the freezers are basically at -3, -4 when you get started in the day, but it reaches close to 30 degrees by the end of the day. So what we're doing is we have an additional freezers in the pool shed that we're going to rotate stock out halfway through. So we know that this stuff is going to be completely frozen, bring it in. So it's really hot. And that pool shed is not ideal, because there's no air conditioning, it's not insulated or anything like that. So those are just some of the challenges of having high heat.
And the only reason I brought up the pool heater thing is I saw something on the What It Takes a Village Facebook page, and there was people were all chiming in.
Yeah.
And I thought,
it's tough because
have the correct information, you can interject.
Yeah, it's tough because,
accurate information.
I saw one person says, well, geez, Wilmer, you knew about this last year, but yes, but how the budget cycle works, that you start at the beginning of the year and you go through the process, and it has been easy to try to get vendors to come out, just like with the pickleball courts. I went to both fence companies out here to see if they can get down there and do it. Yeah. Well, if it's not really a project, they don't want to come and do repairs. So they want to get their projects done. That can wait for the back burner, but we need it fixed.
How's the Adopt a Park program? I've seen some posts.
We have 6 parks adopted right now, so it was a good start.
What are they?
Robbins Island Playground, the Wind Group, the Nagin family did Rainbow Park, Waves, the group that comes in here and helps cleans up. They go from DOAC to Bill Taunton Stadium to the skate park. Okay, so they do it every day because it's right there. We got Rice Park from Alex and Jen Mendoza.
Miller Park.
Miller Park is First Covenant Church.
Okay.
And
Elsie's was Ingen.
Ingen for Bria's Playground.
Okay.
So if you want someone, I don't challenge it. We equip you with a tub with gloves and vests and gloves and grabbers and everything, and there's a form that you fill out when you do it, and so we can see if there's repairs that need to be done, or if there's graffiti or something that you see that we need to pay attention to, we can get on to it right away.
Okay.
Hearing that and seeing that I have to go for a tennis lesson at 3:00, is there a motion to adjourn?
So
any discussion? If not,
I'd like to bring it. No, I'm just kidding.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion is approved. So it's a